a new light sport aircraft with some important differences, and the HKS 700 gets a turbocharger. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Frank Porter, who is the CEO of Air Parts Sales Unlimited, LLC. And Frank, thanks for joining us today. You're in Florida?
You're quite welcome. Yes, we are in South Florida, and it's another beautiful day down here. No hurricane.
Well, I wanted to get you on to talk to our listeners a little bit, because you are involved in several very interesting things. You first came to my attention because you're the North American distributor for HKS aircraft engines. But let's start by talking a little more globally about what you're involved in terms of how all the different pieces mesh together. Let's start by talking about the Quasar aircraft that you're developing for light sport aircraft. How did that come about? What made you want to get into a field that crowded?
Well, it's a long story, and long story short, I flew the Visionaire airplane, which was a single-engine jet, to South America to try to re-engine it with the FJ-44 and bring it to market so I'd have something to sell. And the owner killed the program with egos, and I was kind of crying in my beer, and one of my engineers in South America said, come look at this ultralight I'm building. And it happened to be the Quasar Light. And in 2006, we air freighted a mock-up of the Quasar, and we had had the four-cylinder Volkswagen engine at the time. And then we established that, yes, there was a market for this type of airplane, and let's go for it. And our engineer, James Waterhouse, in Brazil, needed a ASTM-certified engine, and we're going to certify the Quasar. And the Volkswagen would have been impossible to do. Mm-hmm. And the HKS was, in fact, ASTM certified and also gave the power to the weight that we needed for the Quasar. I was the number one opponent of the HKS, and I had my doubts about two cylinders. I had my doubts about many things. And James and I went to Japan, and we had the engine on the test cell, and I said, okay, guys, I see 60 horsepower, fail one cylinder. I want to see what's happening. And one cylinder failed, and it was still producing 36 horsepower. And our Quasar required 12 horsepower to stay in the sky. I said, okay, light that one back up and fail the second cylinder. And they did that. And same scenario. I said, okay, guys, you've proven to me you give me three times the power that I need to safely stay in the sky. 2 weeks later, I was in Brazil test flying one of our airplanes with the muffler system was experimental, and one muffler came apart, and the right cylinder on that engine failed. And I'm 6'2", 285, and it's in semi-tropics and hot and high. The elevation's at 3,000 at the airport. And it flew my big rear end around for about 35 minutes and then time to come back in and land. So they not only showed me in a test cell, I proved it for myself that we would, in fact, not die if we lost one cylinder. And the more I got involved with the HKS, and we made the marriage over 2.5 years ago, and the honeymoon is still on.
What will make the Quasar unique and saleable in a light sport aircraft market that's got around 100 competitors now? But frankly, looking at your specifications, if your plane can live up to them, with a 445-pound empty weight and a 1,300-pound max takeoff weight, right there, that's very impressive. And you've also got a lot of duration.
Well, that's true. But they just like all of us, everybody gets a little fatter as they go on, and age comes on, the airplane's going to be closer to 500 pounds, and then James is wanting to keep it into the certification G loads of over 5G. So we may make 1150 the gross weight on it, but it will still be a very, very, very good, useful load. And where we're shining is we've got one running in a flight school in Jacksonville, and they're burning 2.3 gallon an hour regular fuel burn in the traffic pattern. So just the fuel burn itself is an awesome thing.
Let's talk about where people can see this plane. Where are you on the development track, and will you be at Oshkosh with it?
We're just like everybody else. The economic downturn had really hurt everything. And I will be at Oshkosh, and I will be with the 700E and the Turbo, and we're still counting our nickels and everything if we can get one of our Quasar demos up there. So I would say that it's going to be 50-50. And if the good guy shines on us and we got the coins, we'll bring it.
Okay, now where are you in terms of getting it certified as a light sport aircraft in the U.S.?
I talked to Dr. James last week, and all of the documentation in Portuguese has been done. I got a couple, three more flight tests, and translating all the books and everything into English. And he's estimating probably at the end of this year.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the HKS engine in particular, because the turbocharged version has been long awaited. This engine has made some real fans in its normally aspirated form, but it was only 60 horsepower. And I think a lot of people wondered if they would do a larger displacement version of the engine. But instead, they've come out with a turbocharged version, which has some very unique properties. Well, let's talk about that in a moment. My guest is Frank Porter, Air Part Sales Unlimited in Florida, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Frank Porter of Air Parts Sales Unlimited, who is the distributor for HKS engines in North America. And Frank's company has dealers served by his company that will make it available in more localities around the United States. But Frank, first of all, let's talk about the history of the HKS company, because these guys have done some very, very smart things in terms of their reputation. Some of the early 700Es, which is a two-cylinder, horizontally opposed, four-stroke engine, wound up having a few problems in the early units shipped, and HKS called them all back and replaced them for the customers, and I found that remarkable.
They're a remarkable company, and I've made four trips to Japan, and every time I go over and visit the people, I'm more impressed. And they're a conservative company, and they don't like to jump into anything too fast, and they're heavily in the high-end automobile aftermarket and NASCAR racing and turbos and motorcycles. And if you go to HKS in Japan and just go through their museum, it is just mind-boggling what they have done. And they've taken all the expertise in the racing and put it into the HKS engine, and that's why we're getting the horsepower per weight. And also on the new turbo that's coming out, it's going to have the most horsepower per pound of fuel of any of the reciprocating engines in the world. So we're really going to have a green machine on that engine.
Okay, the thing that first caught my eye about the turbo was that it's 80 horsepower for takeoff and 77 continuous, and will make that power all the way to 16,000 feet and comes in at 126 pounds. It isn't directly applicable in the LSA world, but boy, the experimental guys have been waiting for something like this to kind of frankly come in and compete with the Rotax 912.
Yes, and it's going to do a good job on that. And we have three of our what we call the pre-production engines already sold, and then I will have three more turbos available for pre-production in September. And then the production models will be coming out at the end of the year.
One of the things that your competitor, your major competitor, does very well, obviously, is volume. When could we look forward to seeing the 700T available basically anytime you wanted to go down to the corner and buy one?
I would say at the end of the year. And the problem on spooling up production with the Japanese is not anything, but they're conservative. They want to take little baby steps before they start walking and before they run. And that's the reason that we're putting three pre-production engines out, and we've got one going in Italian up in Portland, Oregon. We've got one that's going in a track out of Quito, Ecuador, and we've got one in Dallas that's going in a Corsair amphibian. So we got three different, complete different types of airplanes and applications that will be giving HKS feedback. So if there's any improvements that they need to do, they will have it before they mass produce. And then if they find out they got a problem, then they have to recall something. They don't want to make the same mistake that they did on the HKS 700E. And they had some cooling problems, and they recalled 100 engines and just replaced them with new at no cost to the owner. And they don't want to repeat that same step with that, and I admire them for that part.
All right. Now, where is your company in its development at this point? Are you still looking for additional dealers in North America?
On the HKS?
Yes.
Yes, we would.
And if someone wanted to contact you, what would be the best way, through the website or by phone?
Either way. We're not 24/7, but we're almost.
Finally, tell us about this new prop that you're pairing up with the HKS and where it is in its development curve.
Okay. We've known that the Kyiv, Ukraine area has some of the best props in the world. And the company called Aerolux sent us some propellers down to Brazil that we got to test completely with the HKS-powered Quasar Light. And the improvement on performance on the Quasar Light on all aspects was over 10%. 10% in shortening takeoff roll, 10% more in climb, and 10% more in forward speed and cruise, and considerably less fuel burn, too, for the miles per hour. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, well-built prop, and we will have some models of it up at Oshkosh, and we are in the process of getting all the different types of props for pushers, the tractors, the parachutes, and everything else. And we're really thinking that this should shoot another little bit of energy into the sales market of the HKS, because it will make it, instead of a 582, 65 horsepower, and yours is only 60. And with this type of performance we're getting out of the prop, it acts more like a 70 horsepower engine than a 60.
Well, Frank, we will look forward to seeing you at Oshkosh. I'll be interested to see how the reaction is when people come by and see what kind of specs you're talking about.
You'd be more than welcome. And anybody else that come by, they'll always put a friendly cup of coffee or cold water.
Frank Porter is the CEO of Air Part Sales Unlimited, LLC in Florida. You can find out more about HKS engines in North America at www.apsu-hks.com. Including information there about the new 700T turbocharged version. The Quasar Aircraft Company website is www.quasaraircraft.com, or you can just call Frank at 954-788-6660 in the U.S. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.